More Naughty Little Sister Stories by Dorothy Edwards. Read by Jan Francis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The very first story. A very long time ago, when I was a little girl, I didn't have a naughty little sister at all. I was a child all on my own. I had a father and a mother, of course, but I hadn't any other little brothers or sisters. I was quite alone. I was a very lucky little girl because I had a dear granny and a dear granddad and lots of kind aunts and uncles to make a fuss of me. They played games with me and gave me toys and took me for walks and bought me ice creams and told me stories. But I hadn't got a little sister. Well now, one day, when I was a child on my own, I went to stay with my kind godmother aunt in the country. My kind godmother aunt was very good to me. She took me out every day to see the farm animals and to pick flowers, and she read stories to me and let me cook little cakes and jam tarts in her oven. And I was very, very happy. I didn't want to go home one bit. Then, one day, my godmother aunt said, "Here is a letter from your father." And what do you think he says? My aunt was smiling and smiling. "What do you think he says?" she asked. "He says that you have a little baby sister waiting for you at home."